Beitza, Perek Bet, Mishnah Vav. Shlosh Avarim Rabbi Gamliel Machmer Kedivrei Beit Shammai. There are three things which Rabbi Gamliel, who was actually a descendant of Hillel, put in these three cases. He's Machmer like the words of Beit Shammai. Ein Tomnin Netachama Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. He says that one cannot insulate hot water from Yom Tov going into Shabbos. So we discussed a few Mishnayot earlier that one needs to make an Erev Tavshilin in order to be able to prepare from Yom Tov to go into Shabbos. The question is that between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is whether or not once one creates an Erev Tavshilin, does it only relate to the types of cooking used for the Erev Tavshilin, meaning like baked foods that you make in the Erev Tavshilin enables you to bake from Yom Tov going to Shabbos, or with regard to cooked foods that the cooking allows you to cook from Yom Tov going to Shabbos, or whether once you make an Erev Tavshilin, it applies to any type of food preparation going from Yom Tovim to Shabbos. So Beit Hillel says that an Erev Tavshilin enables you to do any type of food preparation going from Yom Tovim to Shabbos. Beit Shammai says that only the type of food preparation that's represented by what you put in the Erev Tavshilin is permissible on Yom Tov going to Shabbos. So therefore, if you didn't insulate something going from Yom Tov to Shabbos, it's not considered included in the Erev Tavshilin, and therefore you can't insulate the hot water going from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Ve'ein tzokfin et menorah b'yom tov. And one may not put together a candlestick on Yom Tov. This is a candlestick which has different parts. And there's a question whether or not there's an iser of boneh in terms of putting together the different parts of the kli of the menorah. And Beit Hillel says it's not an iser of boneh, and Beit Shammai says that it is, and therefore one can't do it on Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Gamliel, according to Beit Shammai. Jane Ofen Pitin Gritzin El Rakikin, and he says that you cannot bake thick loaves of bread on Yom Tov, only thinner wafers. Now, Amar Rabbi Gamliel says that he used as sort of a proof of that he holds according to Beit Shammai in terms of the baking of thin wafers as opposed to thick loaves, what they actually did in his father's household. Mi'im shebeit Abba lo haya ofim pitin gritzin elokikim, that in his own household they never baked thick loaves, only thin wafers. And so he took that as an example of where he held like Beit Shammai as opposed to Beit Hillel, Hillel being his ancestor. Now, with regard to why this is impermissible according to Beit Shammai, so the idea is that it takes a lot of work in order to bake these larger loaves, and therefore it's considered tircha yetera, and therefore Beit Shammai says you're only allowed to do enough the tircha needed for your specific Yom Tov needs. While Beit Hillel enabled you to sort of bake these larger loaves, I guess out of concern that with regard to that if you can only bake just the minimum amount, that people will err and it will end up diminishing from Simchat Yom Tov. Amru lo, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'ana asila beit avicha, what your father's households have to do with anything else? Shahayu machmir ma'asman. They weren't saying that this was what everybody should be doing, but they were being machmir on themselves. Umaklin l'kol Yisrael. But however, they were makel for all of Yisrael. Liyot ofim pitin gritzin, in order to enable them to bake these thicker loaves. V'chori, and also to bake, bread on coals. Baking bread on coals is also considered an extra tircha because the coals would cool off and it would take additional work in order to be able to bake the bread properly. We're continuing on with Perek Bet Mishnah Zayin. Afu Omer Shlosh Dvar Milahakel. Just like Rabbi Gamliel said three things that he was machmer, these are three things which he said in which he was makel. Mechabdin bein amitot, that he said that you can sweep between the couches. They would typically eat reclining on couches on Yom Tov. And while typically people that have an earthen floor, you're not allowed to sweep because you're worried that there's depressions with regard to the floor, that it wouldn't be even, and that there would be, I guess, a tendency to try to sort of smooth out the depressions, which would be considered a malacha. And however, Rabbi Gamliel says that you can be mechabden bein amitot. You can sweep between the couches, because he felt that it was, since it was just a small space, we weren't worried that he would go ahead and extrapolate from there in order to sweep and, I guess, even out the depressions in the earthen floor. And he says that we may not put incense on coals on Yom Tov. The reason why Rabbi Gamliel here allows putting incense on coals is because it's considered mitoch, that just like, as we explained earlier, just like you can do certain types of malachot for Hetzel Ocho Nefesh, that you could do other types, that you could do the same malachot for other types of hana on the Yom Tov. And here he's lighting incense for the purposes of the Simcha of the Yom Tov. Osen gedi umekulas b'leili psachem. And he also says that we may roast a kid being a child goat, mekulas, sort of like helmeted or ornate. And the issue here is that the Korban Pesach would typically be roasted with the intestines wrapped up above the head of the goat. And so here, even though you're not eating this for the sake of the Korban Pesach, this is not shechted for that purpose, but you're just cooking it for the sake of the purposes of the Yom Tov. So he allows you to cook it in this way on Erev Pesach. Chachamim Osrin. So we explained the Chachamim don't allow a person to sweep even the small area between the couches, because they don't differentiate between the size of the area in terms of the Isser of sweeping a earthen floor. With regard to the issue of the coals, the reason why they disagree is because the Heter Ochel Nefesh, the extrapolation mitoch, they feel is only with regard to things that are shavala kol nefesh, which everybody would particularly find enjoyable. And with regard to the burning of incense, that's only for specific individuals, and it wouldn't be shavala kol nefesh, and therefore they would say it's aser. But osin gadim kulas b'leili psachim, the reason why they don't allow you to roast a child goat in this particular way is because it looks too similar to the way that the Korban Pesach is roasted, and therefore they were nervous that it would get mixed up with regard to the Korban Pesach. And here we know that you know, people would realize that it wasn't brought as a korban, and they didn't want anything that was, it looked like you were eating a Korban Pesach that wasn't shechted and offered on the Mizbeach properly. And therefore, since this appeared too similar, they made it aser as well.